Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of talking about the ABCs to starting your own business. This one is going to be divided into a series of 6 episodes. I think in order to tell the story, I was originally going to talk a whole hour, and I think it'd be a lot easier to just break it up in a series. So it will run out for 6 series. I will do it several times this week to try to get most of it done. Maybe I'll probably get the whole show done this week. If not, I'll just continue on to next week. But today we're going to talk about what is an entrepreneur and do an entrepreneurship self-assessment. And we're going to talk about some legal structures that you need to really consider to be an entrepreneur. If you have any questions, please call in at 347-324-3460. Or you can post your question in the chat room and I'll go ahead and read the information, answer your question on the air. The definition of the entrepreneur is an owner or manager of a business enterprise who makes money through risk and initiative. The term was originally a loan word from French and was first defined as an Irish-French economist, Richard Carleton. Entrepreneurship in English is a term to apply to a person who is willing to launch a new venture or enterprise and accept full responsibility of the outcome. When you're an entrepreneur, you are a risk taker. There is a certain personality when you look at being an entrepreneur. I mean, you're taking a step, you're taking a leap of faith, you're going to be taking a lot of risk, and you're going to be thin-skinned. You're going to work the hardest that you ever have to work in your life. It's not a 9-to-5 job, it's a 24-hour job. But if you plan it out carefully, it's very rewarding to you. Personally, financially, and even making a better life for your family. So what we're going to do in a few minutes, we're going to take a self-assessment real quick, and then we're going to go and dive into questions. I have some people in the chat room and also some people holding. So the first thing I'm going to do, let's talk about real quick for the next 5 minutes, is the self-assessment. There are, which I'm going to post on our blog, there's 10 questions you need to ask yourself. And those 10 questions, you need to figure out, is this really right for you? Okay? Here are the 10 questions. I'm going to read them out for first, and then we're going to try to answer them. The first one, are you a self-starter? This is really important. You got to be able to motivate and self-start yourself. And they give you A, B, and C question. Number one, if someone gets me started, I keep going. Or number two, I do think my own way. I do my own things. Nobody needs to tell me what to do to get going. Or number three, I'm easy does it. I don't mind putting myself out until I have to. And the correct answer is I do things my own way. Nobody needs to tell me what to do or what's going on. You got to be a self-starter to be an entrepreneur. You got to motivate yourself. You have to be able to be thick-skinned and, I mean, pull yourself out of the bootstraps and really go into getting it done, okay? Number two, how do you feel about other people? Most people bug me, A. B, I like people, but I can get along with just about anybody. And number C, I have enough friends, and I don't need anybody else. Well, the correct answer is B. I like people. I can get along with anybody. Okay? Number three, can you lead others? A, I can get people to do things if I'm driven. B, I can get most people to get along, people to get along with me without much difficulty. And see, I usually let someone else get the things moving. Well, you want to be B, I can get most people to go along with me without much difficulty. Okay, number four, take responsibility. Okay, I'll take over if I have to, but I'd rather to let someone else take the responsibility. No, you don't want to do that. B, there's always something eager beaver within me awaiting to show off. Okay, that's kind of a good answer. Okay, C, I like to take charge of and see things through. You want to take charge and see things through, so you can't take the responsibility, and that's the correct answer. Number five, how good an organizer are you? Okay, you need to be a good organizer. There's all types of resources today to allow you to become a good organizer. I like to have a plan before I start. Okay, I'm usually the one who line things up. That's really the perfect answer. B, I do all right unless there's something too complicated, then it cops me out. Number C, I just think of things as they come. No, you don't want to do that. You need to be a planner. Okay, let's move on to number 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then we'll take a question, and then we'll take a break real quick and go into what is an entrepreneur a little bit more in detail. Okay, number 6, how good a worker are you? I can't see that hard work can get anywhere. B, I work hard for a time, but when I have had enough, that's it. C, I can keep going as long as necessary. I don't mind working. Okay, that's a good answer. Okay. I can keep going as long as necessary. I don't mind working. Number 7. I can if I have plenty of time. If I have to make my friends mine fast. Okay? I usually regret it. So if I need to make my mind and I usually kind of regret my decisions, you're not going to want to be an entrepreneur, okay? You really want to make decisions on your own. You need to make decisions pretty quickly. So that is probably is the good answer for you. Okay, can people trust me on what I say? You got to be really convincing to people. You just can't say you're the expert in your field, and they need to trust you, and you need to convey that trust to them. So when you say something to people, you need to say it with authority and for them to trust you. And be confident in what you say. Number 9, can you stick with it? You got to stick with it. You cannot give up. You got to reinvent the wheel. There's plenty of resources out there you can go to, and we're going to talk about that in this series to get you some help. But you got to stick with it, okay? You might have to adjust as you go, but you need to stick with it. Number 10, can you keep records? If you can't keep records, have someone to keep records for you, your mom, your spouse, your dad, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter. It doesn't take very much. You can get a 5-year-old or 7-year-old to file papers for you if you label it correctly. So let's go ahead and take a couple of questions real quick. And let's take a break and then we'll take a question. You're listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
We'll take a question from area code 865. Well, good morning, area code 865. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Daryl Green. How you doing? I was just calling in.
Good morning, Daryl. Oh, okay. You had a question?
I was just kind of commenting, thinking about what you're saying. I think all the ABCs were great. I think one of the things that I work with entrepreneurs and entrepreneur myself is passion. You gotta have a passion to work on things that most people don't believe in. I just want to know where would you put passion in terms of your list?
Well, passion would be number one. when we look at like an assessment, you make your self-assessment if you're strong enough to have that. So if you have like a fear, and you fear for doing that, but if you have a passion, that is going to propel you and keep your energy and keep your motivation going, because passion is number one. You got to have your passion. You have to also invent a purpose. Why are you doing that? But if you have a particular thing you're good in, and I think everybody in life have this thing that they're cut out to be, once you find that passion, just continue to go with it. You know, if you have a traditional realm of doing things, yes, go ahead and do your traditional. But something that it you have passion for, you're going to be happy in doing.
Sure.
So just there's a lot of resources from Startup America can help you, from SBA, from SCORE can help you, and kind of develop that passion. And once you have that passion, you can develop your purpose. You feel like you have a purpose, and you can pretty much go on from that.
Sure. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. We're going to move on to another, some more information about this assessment. Again, I will have this on blog.apple Capital Group. I'm going to scan it. It's something come from Berkeley, California, and it's one of their assessments they do in entrepreneurship. So I will post the highlights on here and the questions I have here, and you can kind of score yourself, and we can pretty much go from there. Number two, talking about the entrepreneur, ways to help. Okay, number one, you have to have a state of mind and a way of life. Business is probably one of the most complicated disciplines to master. Business consists of many variables, such as changing technologies, public policies, changes in customer wants and needs, swift and stiff competition, and many others uncontrollable factors. Therefore, to master the art of business, one cannot try to be an entrepreneur, one must be an entrepreneur. So if you take that word, preneur, who is willing to launch a new venture or enterprise and accept full responsibility of the outcome. Number two, the mindset of entrepreneur. Okay, there's really a little difference between the mindset of entrepreneur and leader. Dr. Warren Bennis and Bert Niepce, two of the country's top leading experts, examined the lives of over 100 leaders to determine the characteristics of how success all shared. Adopting and developing these characteristics as an entrepreneur would increase your chances of success. Okay, and then he kind of lay out 10 characteristics of being a leader and entrepreneur. And I'm going to kind of read these to you. 10, visionary. Number 2, self-knowledgeable. 3, you're a continuous learner. Number 4, you're unending love. Number 5, you take risks. Number 6, your persistence. Number 7, you're emotionally mature. Number 8, your ability to motivate others. Number 9, failure is not an option. Number 10, the ultimate servant. Okay? So those are some questions that you need to ask yourself if you're really, really ready for this. Visionary, you're self-knowledgeable, you're a continuing learner. You have an unlimited love, a passion for what you're going to be doing, like the caller say. You're a risk taker. You're persistent. You're emotionally mature. Your ability to motivate others. You have a failure is not an option. You're going to do what it takes to get it done, and you're the ultimate server. Okay? Let's go to number 3. What types of entrepreneur are you? Okay? You need to ask yourself, why do you want to start a new venture? Why you want to start a new venture? Ask yourself that and write it down. If your primary purpose of starting a new venture is to generate profits by offering quality products and services, then you're a business entrepreneur. If your primary purpose, again, purpose, for starting a new venture is to solve a social problem to help make the world better, then you are social entrepreneur. Business. A business entrepreneur's primary focus is to create a profit through starting and operating new ventures. Social. A social entrepreneur recognizes a problem and uses entrepreneurial principles to organize, create, and manage a venture to achieve social change. However, social entrepreneurs are most commonly associated with voluntary and nonprofit sectors. This need not necessary to be incompatible for making a profit. You still can make a profit as being a nonprofit. There are many types of entrepreneurs. Your intra-entrepreneur, which are entrepreneur people inside an entrepreneurship or enterprise, co-entrepreneurs, husband and wife, entrepreneur teams. There are greenpreneurs, which entrepreneurs dedicate to eco-friendly ventures. Okay, so kind of keep that in mind as you make your own self-assessment. Again, you got to have passion. You're going to have purpose. And you, from there, your passion, your purpose will equal your provision. Okay? I'm going to highlight something else real quick during this first phase of entrepreneurship. I know this is pretty simple in one sense, but I think it's necessary that you need to take your self-assessment because it will save you a lot of headache and heartache in the future. I did a series a couple of weeks ago about the self-assessments you need to ask yourself. And you need to put this in the back of your mind as you think about being an entrepreneur, if this is really good for you. And I mentioned about marketing. You also need to mention about social media. You all need to know about the culture. You need to know about the branding. You need to know about operations. You need to know about innovation. You don't need to know about strategic planning. So I'm going to post all this information on the website for you, probably give me about 10 minutes. And you can get it on blog.apple capital group, and I'm going to call it the Entrepreneurship Self-Assessment. And take it and really kind of reexamine your ideas if this is really good for you, because this is going to be a hard job. Okay, really, really hard job. Let's talk about the number three thing. Let's talk about the structure of your business. And I'm going to get more to it. I had a whole episode I've done. Was the second show I've done. I did early part of the year. I'm going to rebroadcast that shortly, and that's going to be on day two. So we'll do this every single day. I'm going to look at the schedule for the week. I know we do 62 shows a month, and I think we're about five shows away. If I can get it all squeezed in this month, I get it done this week. So, again, you need to make a self-assessment if this is a really good thing for you, okay? You really, really need to look at the self-assessment. And it's not, entrepreneurship is not good for everybody, but you got to be thick-skinned. You're going to have this passion. You got to have this determination of getting things done. You need to really be honest with yourself, do the pros and cons, make a list, and before you step out on faith, pray about it. You know, it helps some people really discern if this is going to be the good thing for you, because there is a lot of things that is easy to come by, it's easy to get a phone number, it's easy to get all these other details, but if you're not ready yourself, if you don't have faith and believe in yourself, it's not going to materialize, and you're going to be very disappointed. Again, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. It's not for the faint at heart. I mean, you can look at making a year with no income. You're paying everybody else's bills, and you're struggling. You're making minimum wage, less than minimum wage, and you just have enough to pay your bills, or you can't pay your bills at all. If you're a couple, if you can feed off each other, strengths and weaknesses, it'd be great. But have an outside income coming into your household as you venture this. If you have a truck and you want to sell barbecue on the weekends, start on the weekends and make it consistent. If you're going to be there, for example, on the weekends, you be there consistent and faithful so your customers will know you're going to be there every Friday night with barbecue. You know, I had a customer come up here who was looking for credit card processing, and he sells barbecue every Friday night outside of when he get off of work. He clean up. He pulls his truck in at a barbershop. We know barbershops on a well-lit street, well-defined street, near daycare, and we know there's going to be a lot of traffic when there's a daycare because moms and dads are coming to pick up the kids. There's going to be a lot of foot traffic when it comes to your barbershop on Friday night because they want to look clean and fresh for the weekend. Pull your barbecue truck there. Make sure you have all your certificates, your licenses, your permits that you really need to have. You just check with your county office or your city office, health department. Make sure you do the things so you don't get shut down or get ticketed or get fined. And do it properly. Prepare the food in a safe environment. Have running water. Be there faithfully every Friday night for if you're going to sell. Get permission, of course, from the landowner of that strip center or that business. And they'll just rent to you. If it's $100 a night, $100 a night, you'll make that out quickly within the first 30 minutes if you're doing good barbecue. If you have good food, they're going to be there every single week. So start on like a Friday night. I know it's tiring for you. At least you have the whole weekend to yourself. So start on Friday night. Be consistent. And then from there, from Friday night, if you do it from maybe like from 6 o'clock to midnight, do 6 o'clock to midnight, 6 o'clock to 11. Then after that, if it's another night, do it again Saturday night. Okay, do it Sunday night. And just build your business from that. Take credit cards. There are people going to not always have cash. Now, with debit cards today, with a Visa logo, it behooves you to get a credit card machine, a wireless machine if necessary. You pay a little bit more for it, for the wireless circuit, but you really don't need to because you can actually swipe that through your cell phone. Make sure you have a backup for your cell phone just in case something happens so you can swipe people's cards. If you have to have two cell phones, you better have two cell phones that you can put a part to it and get an approval real quick and call it a day. So anyway, everybody, thank you for listening to this program. This is going to be the first of six series. And I'm going to tell you, if you listen to these episodes, step by step on what you need to do. So this one is talking about entrepreneurship. The next episode is going to talk about the organizational legal structures. Then the next one we'll talk about managing your business. Number three is going to be about financing your business. Number four is developing a winning business plan. Number five is student assessment presentations, how you're going to present this, your business plan. And then we'll talk about some highlights in number six. So everybody, thank you for this particular episode. You can download it on iTunes or Linksys or Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, thank you for joining the program. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. My email is info@Apple Capital Group. My name is Tim Jacquet. And we ask you that you write comments about these episodes. Write them in iTunes if you're on mine so we know it's going to be a benefit to you. Everybody, have a great day, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.